I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is our faith for today. Our title is Hating the Light or Coming to It. Do you remember being a kid doing something wrong and hoping no one would notice? Maybe you hid the broken glass. Maybe you blamed your sibling for the mess. Why? Because being exposed is uncomfortable. Jesus talks about that very same instinct in our spiritual lives. Let's read what he says. It comes from John 3:20. He says, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come to the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed." That's a strong statement, isn't it? People who do evil actually hate the light. Let's think about what that means. First, let's talk about the darkness. Darkness feels safe, but it's a lie. People choose darkness because it feels safe. Sin thrives in secrecy. Think about it. Gossip whispered behind closed doors, hidden addictions, bitterness buried in the heart. Darkness says no one has to know. But here's the problem. The light always breaks through, and when it does, we have a choice to make. Why people hate the light? Well, Jesus says those who do evil hate the light. Why such strong language? Because the light threatens the false comfort of sin. Remember Adam and Eve? Their first instinct after sin was to hide from God. We do the same. We avoid prayer. We avoid the word. We avoid church because we don't want to be confronted. But the very thing we're running from is actually the only thing that can save us. Here's the invitation of the light. John 3:21 gives us hope. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. The light does not destroy us. It heals us. In the light, sins are confessed and forgiven. In the light, healing begins. In the light, Christ transforms us. Let me ask you, what if the thing you've been hiding is the very thing God wants to heal? And remember, the light isn't just an idea or a spotlight. The light is a person. Jesus is light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." To hate the light is to reject Jesus. To come to the light is to embrace him. And here's the good news. Our sins have already been exposed at the cross. Jesus carried them, paid for them, removed their power. So now the question isn't whether we've sinned, we all have, but whether we keep hiding or finally step into his light. Let's wrap this up. John 3:20 warns us, if we cling to evil, we'll resist the light. But if we step into the light, we don't find condemnation. We find grace. So are you hiding, or are you ready to walk into the light where Jesus is waiting with forgiveness and new life? Maybe you've been living in the shadows. Maybe you've been keeping things hidden. Fear, shame, sin, brokenness. But friend, the light of Christ is not shining to condemn you. It's shining to free you. Today, will you come out of hiding? Will you let his light shine into every corner of your heart? If that's you, I want you to pray right now. Right here, you can say, "Lord Jesus, I step into the light. Forgive my sins. Heal my heart. Make me new." Don't fear the light, because the light is Jesus, and he shines not to shame you, but to save you. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.